If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
There's only so much a mother can take before she snaps.
And I've witnessed this before. I've seen this before.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm pretty close to it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
My family, it's Anna and Raven, is obsessed with leaving their dirty socks all over the house. Now, first he started off as my husband.
Uh-huh.
But now my 11-year-old daughter, I guess, has witnessed this so much that she has also followed suit.
This is her new habit, right? She's going to learn the things that she learns from the adults in her life.
Right.
Let me just get some notes here. So dirty socks, right? So it's not like you guys relax on the couch. I'm going to pull my socks off and then I'm going to pick them back up when we go upstairs or anything like that.
No, these socks are left all over the house. I don't understand why they're taking off their socks in all these random places.
Do they pick up the socks and then take them up at the end of each day? And
no.
It's just the daylight hours that the socks are there?
If that was the problem, I just would, like, that's one thing.
You would wait it out.
Yeah.
And then every morning you would begin anew.
Right. No.
Right.
What they do is they take off their dirty socks, and I never actually see them do it because if I saw them do it, I would pounce like a cougar.
Call them out immediately.
Right. But I never actually see them do it. But all I find is a pair of their dirty socks everywhere. I found them on the kitchen counter over the weekend.
I mean, that's disgusting. That makes no sense.
On the kitchen counter next to the baby sippy cups.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know the baby eats dog food, but that's bad.
Well, that's because she's little and doesn't know the difference.
Yeah, it's
that's
the same height.
It's whatever. She doesn't take off her socks.
Right.
I mean, you would think the baby would take off her dirty socks. She doesn't take off the socks.
No.
It's the tween and the husband.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I found one in the bathroom upstairs on the vanity.
That
right?
Makes
dirty socks.
No
pair,
sense.
Right?
I mean, dirty.
Dirty.
I mean, if you're waking up and you're bringing the socks
dirty.
For you, you're carrying them, you put them on the counter, it's not advisable, but it's still not great.
And then the one that broke me, was that when you walk in, we have this like little pretty decorative table.
Sure.
And I have an antique phone on it. I have pictures of my father-in-law.
It's like your little foyer.
Yeah, exactly. A pair of dirty Adidas socks.
Right there.
Right there. I mean, they were so dirty.
There was even
a hole in the toe.
They don't even know who's walking in. You could be walking in with the president. With anybody.
I've asked a million times, please, like, this is disgusting. Like,
right.
Mommy can't take this. Mommy's going to lose her mind. So I asked for appropriate punishments because I've been warning about them forever about doing this.
Sure.
Brenda wrote, lay them across your children's face in the morning so they wake up to a full face of pew.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. I think my mom did that to me when I was young one time.
Okay.
You only need that to happen once, usually.
Crystal said, put them in their pillows.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, yeah.
I don't know if either of them would notice, which is disgusting, but kind of true.
I'll notice a lump in my pillow every time.
Yeah. Let's see. Joyce says, take all their socks away and throw them, your family, and the socks away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would maybe, right. I mean, it's probably not worth getting a divorce and changing your entire life.
Doesn't
right.
make a lot of sense.
Right.
They are just socks.
Right.
But...
And then someday you'd miss those socks.
Right.
That's the nature of humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Astra's idea. Leave your bra or dirty underwear somewhere where they would find it most disturbing.
Right.
If this doesn't work, maybe leave it on everyone's breakfast plate. Imagine if I take off
my underwear
and
idea.
I put it on their breakfast plate.
I would go with the bra. It just feels safer. But okay.
It's disgusting.
It's not great.
I feel like the
it's
bra
not a good
is
habit.
Not as gross as the underwear, right?
So So yes, I would agree with that wholeheartedly. Even though the underwear gets washed weekly, I'm guessing, right?
Well,
but the bras,
I mean, yes,
you know, we know
that
that's a different question.
Right. Mikey wrote, use wet towels. Throw them on the kids' bed so they go to lay down to sleep. The sheets are be soaked. awful.
I mean, it's a nasty habit. I don't know what that has to do with socks, but
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
good.
Gather some of their favorite socks and like burn them in a barbecue, like a ritual almost.
That's your plan?
That kind of thing. If you have a fire pit while you guys are all out there relaxing.
We have a fire pit and a grill.
So here's the thing. You're relaxing at the fire pit,
yeah, right?
And guests or no guests, you know, at a social distance or whatever, but your family is there.
Yeah.
You just come out and in between, you know, like you did the burgers and stuff. Now you bring out the socks and you just throw them in the fire in front of them.
I think that'll work.
Right?
Yeah, we'll try that.
They'll get the message.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.